AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Attention shoppers, this is the final full weekend to get your Christmas shopping done. Stores are once again counting on last-minute buyers for the final stretch, especially today, which could be the busiest day of the year. Retail consultant Joseph Schmidt says you may see some good sales, even though retailers were trying to avoid deep discounts earlier on.
While every retailer that we were working with is saying that they were trying to be less promotional during the season, and they're going to hold out and try to maximize margins, the customer wasn't responding to that and holding out on their purchases.
President Obama is defending his administration's response to the post-election controversy over Russian hacking, suggesting to reporters that President Vladimir Putin was well aware of the campaign email hacking.
I will let you make that determination as to whether there are high-level Russian officials who go off rogue and decide to tamper with the U.S. election process without Vladimir Putin knowing about it.
Obama put Putin on notice that the U.S. could use its own cyber muscle to retaliate. In a speech to donors in Washington last night, Hillary Clinton also said the Russian president was personally involved in the cyber attacks.
Apparently because he has a personal beef against me.
Sound courtesy New York Times. Donald Trump has dismissed the CIA's assessment and talk about Russian hacking as ridiculous. The president-elect made no mention of the matter during the latest stop on his thank you tour last night in Orlando. A federal judge says Volkswagen, U.S. regulators, and attorneys for car owners have made substantial progress on a deal for the remaining 80,000 diesel vehicles caught in the company's emissions cheating scandal, but they still need more time to negotiate. This is AP Radio News. Howard Bingham has died. As the AP's Ross Simpson reports, he was the longtime personal photographer, confidant, and close friend of boxing legend Muhammad Ali.
During a friendship that spanned more than half a century, Bingham took literally hundreds of thousands of photos of Ali that ranged from the three-time world heavyweight champion's many ring triumphs to quiet day-to-day moments with his family. Bingham captured the young, handsome champion preparing for his first championship fight against Sonny Liston in 1964. And years later, the aging Ali, hand-shaking from Parkinson's disease, preparing to light the flame, opening the 1996 Olympic Games. Howard Bingham, dead at the age of 77 in Los Angeles. I'm Ross Simpson.
More than 8,000 immigrants are expected to seek asylum this year in Mexico, most fleeing gang violence in Honduras and El Salvador. Advocates say they're not continuing on to the U.S. due to the risky border crossing and hostile rhetoric of Donald Trump. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.